I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So you said yesterday that you were not planning on relaxing absentee rules, but there have been a lot of people expressing concerns about getting out to vote. You even said yesterday, don't go out and vote if you don't feel comfortable. Why is there the hesitation to relax absentee rules when the alternative is not going out to vote? I mean, it seems like you want everyone to exercise that right.
Yeah, well, first of all, let me kind of go back to the question that was asked. Yes, it had to do with the June election is what it had to do with. You know, look, when we made the decision to move the elections off in April, I don't think any of us knew exactly what was going to happen by June. I don't think any of us did. So we still have what fundamentally is in place to do absentee ballot. Absentee voting or to vote at the polls. That's still in place today. But I would never suggest, if anybody didn't feel comfortable, if they didn't feel safe going out, I would never suggest do that. I think a reporter asked me the other day at the Capitol, they was talking about dropping their kids off at a daycare center and saying, hey, I don't feel safe my kids dropping off at a daycare center. You know, why would you do that? So I would never, as the governor, suggest anybody harm, if they felt like there was going to be in harm's way, to get out. I just wouldn't do that. Now, to go back to the question you wanted to know about, are we going to change the voting process, I think, for August and November, I think that's what everybody's looking at here. Yeah, we're going to take a look at that. The legislators passed a piece of legislation, and really, I would call it absentee reform. And basically, I think the three principles in that, and again, I don't have that firm, my legal team's doing it, looking at it right now, but you actually, part of it would be much like we do the military. You'd be able to get a ballot, you'd have to have it notarized, and you'd be able to mail that in. If you're 65 years and older and you have health conditions, you'd be able to request a ballot to your address to come there. And then third, that the provisions would all have a sunset provision at the end of the cycle. So it takes care of the pandemic that we're in as far as COVID-19. So I think there will be some changes made to that, on that particular issue. And I think that's just common sense stuff. And I think, but you got to protect the integrity of the vote, and you got to protect the voter. You do. So I think I would never insinuate people shouldn't go vote, because I fundamentally just believe that's who we are. But I would never either tell anybody to put themselves in harm's way if they really felt that way of going out. I wouldn't suggest do that.
Governor, to follow up on that, yeah. If you do sign that bill,
yes,
which you said you're going to decide on potentially next week.
Yes.
St. Louis County had 76,000 applications for a municipal election. It stands to reason if you sign that bill, there could be, the number could be a lot higher, not only in St. Louis County, but everywhere throughout the state for absentee balloting. Do you think that the legislature will have to allocate more money to local jurisdictions to help pay for the extra cost of absentee ballots?
Yeah, you know, Jason, the Secretary of State probably better to answer that on that. I mean, look, what we want to do is we got to make a decision on that simply to get the absentee, to get the process in place by August. So that's why we got to make the decision pretty quick, the next week, frankly. I got to make that decision. And again, I want to be clear on that as I speak about that. That's in legal counsel right now, and we're making sure everything is what it's supposed to be in that legislation. But, you know, whatever the cost of it is, again, I'm going to be careful what I say here, but I'm going to say even if the cost is driven by COVID-19, which I would make a case it could be, then there probably could be funds that could be utilized for that. You know, but again, I'm telling you that off the cuff here a little bit without going through the people that really knows how that money's out. But if we go down that road, we want to make sure the availability, the cost of that, we can take care of that and make sure people can vote.